to make a difference in your day. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, and we'll read 7, verse 17. We're also going to read in Titus chapter 3, verse number 3. Amen. Just a few verses of Scripture there. Amen. And to lay the foundation for where we want to preach this morning. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore. Amen. Therefore always points back. Amen. And here making the statement, looking back and pointing forward. If any man, that big two-letter word, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Notice that is contingent upon being in Christ. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. Amen. I'm going to come back in a little while and everything's going to point back to in Christ. Amen. All things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Titus chapter 3, verse 3, the word of God declaring, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Listen, we also were, notice the were, amen. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you this morning for the privilege to stand, God, one more time in your pulpit and, God, in your house to declare the counsel of a holy God. May, God, we speak as the oracle of thee. May we declare your word, God, your will and your purpose. God, by the Holy Ghost, may, God, we set forth the truth, and the will of heaven. Make it manifest your will that, God, men, women, boys, and girls may receive of the Word of God. God, being changed, transformed, being fed, being filled, God, and being molded and fashioned in the image of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That we may bring forth, God, fruit, be pleasing in your sight. God, a testimony in a world that is dark, a light that shines, God, and me, that leads men, women, boys, and girls to the feet of the Lamb of God, that brings life to those who will kneel before Him in repentance and submission. May your will be done, sir, and may you have all the glory and the praise and the honor. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. For a little while this morning, the greatest experience in the world. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. I've had some experiences. Amen. But none like living for God. Amen. The greatest experience in the world. I know we're living in a time, amen, when people, amen, want to preach an antinomian a salvation or an experience with God that doesn't change anybody, just a dead faith. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I said a dead faith. Amen. Dead faith won't get you anywhere. Amen. Come on. Now, your faith being dead without works is dead. Being alone. That's what the Word of God said. If it doesn't produce something, it's dead faith. Amen. If it when I hear the Word of God, if it doesn't produce an obedience in me, it's dead faith. Amen. Dead faith will not get you anywhere. It won't get you life. It'll get you just further down the hole. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. It'll get you deeper in darkness. It'll get you more confused. It's all that it'll do. Come on with me this morning. Listen, amen. I want to look at what the Apostle Paul, amen, by the Holy Ghost is writing to a church at Corinth. Amen. They were a church. They done a lot of prophesying, a lot of yay-yaying. Amen. A lot of so-called working of the gifts. Amen. When you look at it closely, you find that there's a lot of flesh at work. Amen. There's a lot of fleshly mentality that is being, amen, manifested. Amen. And Brother Joel understands by the Word of God that that fleshly mentality will produce nothing but death and destruction. Amen. Come on. But there's something that God sent that's ready to produce life. Amen. Thank God I found the greatest thing in the world. Amen. Glory to God, many years ago. And it's still the greatest experience that man can ever have. Amen. If you have it with God. Hallelujah. I thought about every time I preached this message, I thought about when Brother Clendenin leaned over near the ear of his old mentor. Amen. And said, would you tell me what the greatest experience that you've ever had? Amen. And the old brother got him by the arm and pulled him down close and said, I hadn't had it yet. Amen. But I'm fixing to have it. Amen. I've walked with Him. Amen. I've talked with Him. I've preached His gospel. Amen. I've seen Him move. I felt His touch. Amen. I've had His Spirit move in my life. But I'm fixing to see Him in just a few minutes. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joel. Amen. Therefore, here the Apostle Paul writes and makes it clear. Amen. If any man be in Christ, amen, they're a new creature. Amen. Old things, he says very clearly, are passed away. Amen. That means they are dying, and all things are become new. Amen. Everything in God, amen, is it has to do with now. Amen. Come on, I'm going to say that again. Amen. Come on, I know that Jesus died, amen, from the foundation of the world. And you and I, we identify with Christ. We identify Him from that point. Amen. But understand something. I have to identify now with Him as well. Amen. What I have now is what matters. Amen. Last year's experience won't get me anywhere with God. It won't get me the victory over the devil. Amen. I got to have something from God today. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's why when you get up in the morning, amen, if we don't have a talk with God, amen, we're headed for disaster. Amen. If we don't have a fresh, amen, infilling, amen, Brother Wigglesworth said, amen, that he had a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost every day of his life. Amen. Come on. Amen. Be being filled with the Spirit. Amen. As the Word of God says in the book of Ephesians, Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. That's a commandment. Get up every day. Amen. Pray until heaven moves. Amen. And the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the Spirit of God bubbles up in your soul. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Listen. Amen. Corinth had problems. They had fleshly problems. They stirred up emotions. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. We live in a very emotional age. Amen. In the church. Amen. But I'm telling you, all that staring is nothing more than staring up a mud hole. It just turns into muddy water. Amen. Brother Ronald Hobby preached many years ago, I'm tired of being stared. I want to be changed. Hey, come on with it now. Amen. If we get some change, I don't know about you. Amen. I'd rather have, amen, a cool drink of water from God out of that fountain. Amen. Oh, listen. Jeremiah said, amen, to the children of Israel, you have committed two evils. Amen. You've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and you've dug yourselves cisterns, and they're broken cisterns that can hold no water. You just got a mud hole, amen, that ain't going to be any good when the drought comes. Amen. When you could have had, amen, a flowing fountain and a well that's springing up in you unto everlasting life. Why do people want, amen, some dead, amen, mud hole when they can have something from God, amen, that's fresh and full and new, amen, to God? I double say, amen, every day, amen. I can tell you, like that old preacher said, he's new every morning, amen, and every evening. Hallelujah. Amen. That new creature. Amen. By the way, that new creature loves what God loves. He despises what God despises. Amen. We've come to an age when anything can profess it's a Christian nowadays. Come on. Amen. I remember the TBN crowd, the Christian prostitute. Amen. I'm telling you somehow or another, amen, you've gotten to the real scraping the bottom when you believe that somebody, amen, can practice prostitution and be a Christian. Amen. Somebody has missed the mark. Amen. What did we read this morning? Amen. Here the Apostle Paul, amen, writing by the Holy Ghost to Titus. Amen. In the book of Titus we find it. Amen. We were at one time, we were in that style of life. Amen. We done those things. Amen. But God come by. Amen. And He done a glorious work. It wasn't because we got to, amen, turned over a leaf somewhere. It wasn't because we so wonderful. Amen. But it's because that Jesus, amen, had wrought, amen, something when He died on that cross, rose again that third day. And behold, of them that believe upon Him, He'll work that same resurrection in us. Hallelujah. Oh, I've been changed. I've been newborn. All my life has been rearranged. Over to God. That's the whole essence of being a Christian. Amen. Not a dead letter. Amen. Not somebody practicing some law. Amen. Come on. I remember many years ago I was telling the wife and the girls the other day some of the services that Brother Oliver had at Fidelis. And I remember, amen, he got Brother Aaron Wells to preach one of those services. And I still remember the message that Brother Aaron Wells preached that night. Amen. I'm living under a new law. Amen. To God, took a text out of the book of Romans. Amen. Chapter 8. Amen. For the law. Amen. He said, amen. Brother, I'm now living under the law of life that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. What did he say in Romans 8:1? There is therefore now. Amen. No. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. To them who are what? In Christ. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Come on. What has God done? He's put something in you and I. Amen. That'll cause us, my, amen, to walk a different walk. To talk a different talk. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's old things are passed away. Amen. All things are become new. My, I'm living the greatest experience. Amen. We got people that are bound. Amen. And people that are supposedly preaching the gospel to folks and telling them, amen, they just got to profess that they're free while they're still bound. Amen. Come on. That profession of faith without having something from God, amen, is deceiving them own selves. Amen. Listen, he said, don't do that. Don't be a hearer of the word only, deceiving your own self. Amen. But be a doer of the word. Amen to God. Come on, Brother Joe. Oh, thank God. What's he saying? God said, I ain't sent you some letter. Amen. That's a lie and a halfway house promise. I've given you something. Amen. That'll work. I've given you something that'll cause you to overcome everything in life that rises up against you. Amen. I'll give you something that'll cause you to walk in my commandments. Amen. Keep my statutes. Amen. If I believe like some folks, amen, that Christianity is some little game folks play, I'd stay at the house on Sunday. I'd go fishing. I'd go somewhere else. You hear me? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. But he's much more than that. Amen. Amen. David said, he found me. Amen. In a horrible pit. Amen. Come on. Amen. David said, he found me. In a horrible pit. I never read where David was a bad boy. Amen. No, indeed. But David said, he found me in a horrible pit with my feet stuck in the miry clay. Amen. David said, he found me in a mess that I couldn't get out of. Amen. Come on. I've seen them folks turn them leaves over. They look the same on the other side as they did on the side they just turned over. Come on. Amen. But oh, I know somebody that can give you a whole new tree. Amen. Give you a whole new life. All things passed away. All things are become new. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. I got to go and get my introduction. All things are, amen. Now, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That is an acid test, is it not? If I'm not a new creature, then I need to get back in an altar. And I need to talk to God about, amen, going ahead and get, listen, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Galatia, and he said, I believe that God has begun a good work in you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He believed that God begun a good work. I know they've had some problems. They've had some hiccups here. What have they done, Brother Job? They began to allow the Judaizers, amen, to come in, and they begin to fall back under the beggarly elements of the law. Amen. Come on. We got folks that still want to try to drag the law up every now and again. Amen. In the house of God. If you're going to keep the law, amen, I want to tell you by the time you got out of your bed this morning and got dressed, you probably broke several, amen, out of the Old Testament law when you put your clothes on and you put on, amen, two different garments made from two different kinds of materials. You broke the law. The ceremonial law, not the moral law. You see, amen, there's only one man kept all the law. By the way, he's got nail scars in the middle of his palms and in his feet. And there ain't another man ever breathed God's air ever done it. Come on, I'll say that again. There is not another one that ever breathed God's air that ever done that. He, listen, amen, he kept that law. Amen, why? He's establishing the law that it's right. Amen. In the sense that God's moral law is what it's been. That ceremonial law, amen, is types and shadows of the nature and the character of God. And the reason you couldn't mix two garments is because God hates a mixture. Amen. But thou shalt have but one God. Amen. Not two, not three, just one. Amen. Come on, God don't allow us. Amen. No man can serve Christ and be Belial. Amen. We're either going to serve one or the other. Amen. All that ceremonial law attain to types and shadows of who God is and who Christ is. Come on, who Jesus is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And He fulfilled the law. Amen. And brought us the gospel. Amen. And He sent the Holy Ghost to fulfill the gospel message. Amen. In the church. Amen. Listen. Amen. The people who have a walk with God and have attained this glorious experience should be the happiest people. Amen. And the most exuberant people in all of the world. I don't. We have the best thing and the greatest thing that the world has ever known. My. You can't show me anything anywhere. Amen. That you can buy with money, because you can't buy this with money, brothers and sisters. Amen. But you can have it. Amen. Whosoever will, let them come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. It can be obtained. Amen. If men will come and believe God and say, Lord, deliver me from myself. Amen. I remember Brother Clinton is preaching, amen, and well, under a tent with Brother Shambach in the 80s. I believe he's preaching up in one of the north, up in the heartland somewhere. And he says, you can't come down this altar and have, amen, Brother Shambach cast self out of you. Listen, there ain't but one thing, amen, that'll handle self. Amen. The Apostle Paul gives us that clue in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 14. If I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby, or by which means, the world. And that takes in a lot of things, by the way. The world. Amen. That is a thought pattern. That is a pattern of life. Amen. That is, amen, amen, a type of life. The world is crucified to me. Amen. In other words, the apostle said, by the Holy Ghost and that work into that cross, that world looks like a carcass hung on that tree about the third day, rotten, and the burglars have been pecking at it. It don't look good at all. Come on. You know something? When that cross gets out of effect, you know what? That world gets to look better. Come on. Woo! And I gotta say that again. I felt it ping. When the cross begins to lose its effect in our life, that world looks better. Amen. But not only this, not that world is crucified to me, and I'm crucified to the world. Amen. Listen, as long as you act like that world, they won't have any problem walking, talking, having fellowship with you. Come on. But when you begin to let that cross work in your life, you begin to be like Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you something. A lot of them don't want your company no more. You make me feel bad. Hello? You ever had people tell you that? Make me feel guilty. Probably because you are. Hello? Amen. Thank God. Amen. God can make me feel guilty. If God can't make me feel guilty when I do something wrong, how, pray tell, can I ever get it right? Come on. Jeremiah said, it's not in a man to know the way that he should take, but correct me in thy judgments, not in thy wrath, lest I be consumed. Amen. Riding by the Holy Ghost. Come on. Thank God. Jeremiah said, Lord, send out conviction. Amen. Send your judgments, Lord, to get me back in line. Because, Lord, if it ain't for that, I'm surely doomed. Come on, brother Joe. Woo! Glory to God. Hello. I made the way, and I am the way, saith the Lord, and I have made it the way that it will work. Behold, and that if men will walk in my statutes, keep my commandments, that they will humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, then I say unto thee that I will lift them up in due season, saith the Lord. I will magnify my name. I will magnify my character, my nature in them. I will cause them to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So, the greatest, amen, experience in the world. I nailed at an altar. Amen. Glory to God. In 1985. Amen. Oh, amen. And when I got up in that altar, I wasn't the same man that went down to that altar. Amen. Every time I talk to Brother Matt Donald on the phone or see him, I remember it. I remember it often besides that, but he brings it all back. Amen. Thank God. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. Amen. Have you been perfect, Brother Joel? Would to God I could tell you that, but that's a no. Amen. And I say that under sorrowful heart. Amen. But thank God. Amen. The same God that called me to that altar. Amen. And tugged at my heart. Amen. And dipped the hyssop in the blood. Amen. Still stands ready. Amen. And says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen to God. I'm glad that He still does that. Amen. I can tell you, we ought to be climbing up Sunshine Mountain. Amen. We ought to be growing in the grace and the knowledge of Him. Amen. There is much to be had. I can tell you, there's an open door. Amen. It's set for the obedient. Amen. Believer. And there is no limit to how far, amen, God can take man. Amen. If they will simply allow God, amen, to lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. Oh, amen. God has told me before, I'll show you things and do things you can't believe. I've seen Him do some of those things. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Every now and then, amen, God just comes by and reminds you of the things that He said to you. I was talking to that young man doing the fire extinguishers. Amen. And they go, and he mentioned, amen, Joseph. And I, amen, and begin to tell me, he's talking about God working. Amen. And how he mentioned Joseph, how God worked in his life. I said, yeah, isn't it wonderful? Amen. That Joseph, in the end, he's brought them brethren there. Amen. That dream, those dreams that he had are being brought out in 3D and living color. And I told him, amen, I said, I can almost believe, amen, that God leaned down and whispered to old Joseph, I told you so. Amen. Didn't I tell you? Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God keeps His word. Amen. My. If we'll allow God, He'll change us. Amen. He'll put His mighty hand on us. And He'll put His glorious Spirit in us. Amen. And He'll call us to walk in heavenly places like we can't believe. Amen to God. In a hurry. Often He said, amen, be in Christ, new creature. If we in Christ, old things are passed away. If we in Christ, amen, it is, listen, amen, if I'm in Christ, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. He being this and are of God. All things then, if we are in Christ, are of God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, all things are of God. Amen. If I'm allowing God to lead me and direct my path, amen, then he will fill my life. Woo! No wonder, amen, the Holy Ghost wrote some of the most glorious writing to any church when they wrote to the church at Ephesus and said that you may be filled with all of the fullness of him. My, you ever thought about that? To be filled with all of the fullness of God? Amen. My, I want to tell you, it boggles Brother Joe's mind. Amen. And come on. Amen. The problem is, amen, have we, amen, got, amen, enough stuff out of the way so that God can fill us? That's why there's a little thing called prayer and fasting and the Word. Amen. If you want to be filled, if you want to grow, amen, it's going to take the Word of God. It's going to take the prayer closet. And it's going to take, amen, being willing to do what it takes to take that old man down and purge him. Woo! Every branch that bringeth forth fruit, he purgeth it. Most of us know what purging is. Amen. When you put a new air conditioning system in, amen, you don't want any air, amen, or you don't want any foreign particles in that line set and in that coil, amen. So they put a vacuum, amen, pump on it, and they pull everything out of it. All they want in that line set and those coils is that Freon or that, amen, refrigerant that's going to, amen, get rid of that heat or move that heat back and forth. Come on. Oh, come on. You'll get me in a minute. Amen. That's what God's after. All he wants in us is his Spirit. Nothing else. Amen. He don't want any mixtures. Just the Spirit of God. Amen. Bring it forth. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. Amen. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And behold, as the Scripture has said, amen, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, springing up unto everlasting life. Amen to God. If we'll get after him, seek him, amen, and call on his name, amen, he'll pour out, amen, from heaven, and he'll fill us, he'll purge us, and he'll fill us. And believe me, if we're not in need of that today, we've never been in need of it. Amen. Got to hurry. I don't want to get the foundation laid, looks like. And to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world. Most of us know what the word reconcile means, to balance. When you reconcile your checkbook, you're looking for that checkbook to come out. Hello, with the debits and the credits. See, come on. If it doesn't, we've got problems. Let Brother Joe just say this. There can never be a reconciling of our life without Jesus and the blood of Christ being at work. Why? Amen. Because until sin... Amen. Until all that debit is taken care of, we can never be reconciled to God. Being reconciled all to God also says something else. It says, amen, being reconciled, God is trying to bring us to a place where when he speaks, we obey. Amen. Reconciling also has to do with faith and obedience. All of those things are tied together to wit that God was in Christ, amen, reconciling the world unto himself. Does that mean that God was just okay in the world as it was? That ain't what that means at all. Amen. I can tell you God has been trying to reconcile me and in the world to himself, amen, for many years now. And very few of them, come on, the majority of them, amen, wide is the gate and broad is the way, have not been reconciled unto God. Amen. I know that them universal salvation teachers will pick that up and try to run with it. Amen. Listen, because Christ died for all, then all are saved. There have been a bigger lie hatched out of hell than that. Amen. Have they submitted themselves unto God? No. Amen. Have they repented of their sins? No. Then they are not reconciled unto God. Amen. Hey, come on. If they walk in unto the place, the Word of God says that neither can they be reconciled unto God until they turn from that way and walk after the Spirit of God. Amen. Allow God to lead them. Men, that God has come, hallelujah, amen, trying to bring that fallen Adam's race back to a place, amen, where God can commune and where God can work. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And where God can do what He wants to do. Amen. He stands every morning. Amen. His eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the good and the evil. And He's looking for men and women, amen, that He can find. Amen. That will hear His voice. That will obey His command. So that He may pour His Spirit into them. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I went to deserts of Arabia. And there, amen, there's some reconciling going on. God, amen, is able to pour Himself into the Apostle Paul. Because the Apostle Paul's willing, amen, for Paul to be poured out. Woo! Until I'm willing, I'm going to go back to the foundation of discipleship. Amen. If any man, that's a statement. If any man, don't matter who they are, man, woman, boy, girl, where they come from, amen, if any man will be my disciple, then he sets down the rules. Let him deny himself. That simply put says, let him consider his life no longer his own, has not done away with. Come on. Denying yourself doesn't mean denying that you got any sin. It means denying yourself any rights. Denying that old man any choice whatsoever. Come on. You cut him off. Listen, there ain't no man can do that by himself, only through Christ. If we could deny self without Jesus, amen, he'd have never had to went to that cross. But he had to go to that cross. Amen. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. That is the pattern of discipleship. It doesn't change from generation to generation. It is the same to every generation. Amen. My, we've come to amen, times where we want to have one standard for this crowd and another standard for that crowd, but there's only one standard. It don't matter if I'm 6 years old, 5 years old, 4 years old, 85 years old, 105 years old, 45 years old. I got one standard. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. If we'll get in line with that Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Brother Lewis Burkett wanted me to help him do some grafting. I said, it ain't time to graft yet. Amen. You graft when the sap's coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to have that sap moving in that tree. Amen. Oh, come on. You can't get any growth or anything else if the sap goes moving. I realize, amen, there's two movements of that sap. It goes up, and amen, if it's not an evergreen, even in an evergreen, it does it to an extent. But if it's not an evergreen, it rises up to the in that tree, amen, in the summer or spring, amen, and falls back in the fall, back into that root, amen. But when it's in the, listen, it doesn't stop. I said it doesn't stop. Amen, when it's in the top, it's growing the top of that tree. In the wintertime, when it goes down, it's growing the bottom of that tree. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, yes. If that root structure don't grow in the, amen, in the wintertime, it can't get any bigger in the spring. You hear me? But it's growing. What you saying, Brother Joe? There's never a time, amen, when God will be dormant in us. Amen. No matter if it's spring, summer, winter, or fall. Amen. God's doing something. Hello? Amen. Whether He's growing the root or He's growing the top. Until I get rooted right, I can't produce right. Amen. Come on. But if we get good and rooted, amen, when the drought comes, we won't even know anything about it. Whew. Amen. If you plant that tree by the rivers of water, amen, it don't even know when the dry times come. And I want to tell you something. His river never runs dry. Amen. Jimmy Swaggart used to sing that song. There is a river that flows from God above. There's a fountain. Amen. It's His pure blood. My, come to these waters. There is a vast supply. And there is a river that never shall run dry. Amen. Ezekiel says, amen, it comes out underneath the altar. Come on. Amen. I said, Ezekiel said, it comes out underneath the altar. Is it that altar, amen, that we get that sacrifice right? Is it that altar, amen, where we deny ourselves? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Is it that altar, amen, where we take up that cross? Amen. That's where we meet God. That's where God is working in us to reconcile us to Himself. Amen. And then, when we get right, We'll go back to that tree again. I said, there's a very little thin line, Brother Lewis, called the cambrium, the inner bark of a tree. I mean, you cut that tree off, look at it, it's a thin, it's aggravating. Amen. Why? Because when you do that grafting, you got a line, even the cambrium of both the thing that you're grafting onto the stock that you're grafting. If you don't get that cambrium lined up, you can't transfer that substance, that nutrient, from that root up into that twig. Come on. Line upon line. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. When you get it lined up, come on with me. I said, when you get it lined up, it transfers that life. Oh, thank God. If you're going to have life, you're going to have to line up with Him. Come on. That's where all these folks are saying, hey, man, they found a better way, and it's outside of this. I can tell them they're lying. If you don't line up with that, there ain't a bit of sap coming up in you from Him. They need a bit of nutrient. But when we get lined up with Him, hallelujah, I'm telling you, heaven flows. Amen. And when it flows, it changes what it's flowing into. Ah, I got to hurry and hush. The greatest. Woo! Yes. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Behold, if you hearken unto my word, behold, and keep my commandments, if you will humble yourselves, behold, I said, humble yourselves, behold, and repent, and turn from sin, saith the Lord, as my word hath declared, then will I hear from heaven, forgive sin, and heal the land. I declared unto thee this day, saith the Lord, I have not changed. My pattern is yet the same. Behold, the pattern of revival is still as it was in the days of Joel, saith the Lord. And if men will meet that condition, I will work, saith the Lord. Shandalam. Amen. We got a lot of folks that got new revelations. I don't know where they got them from, but if you ain't got the one out of this book, you ain't got the right one. Amen. All true revival begins with, amen, the Word of God and conviction. Every revival that is true revival. Revival doesn't start because, amen, God moves in miracles. Amen. It's the other way around. People repent. Amen. Turn to God. And then the signs follow them that believe. Amen. We've had the cart ahead of the horse for way too long. Amen. If America wants revival, she'll have to repent. Listen, if Brother Joe wants revival, he'll have to be willing to repent. Hey, come on. Until there is a repentance. Israel, until they grew willing to turn back to God. Repent means to turn away from. They turned away from their own way and went back to God. Thank God. Listen, God said He's married to the backslider. I don't mean that God's, amen, having illicit affairs with the wrong thing. It simply means that God stands ready, hello, to recover that vessel, that life. Amen. I can tell you, as a whole, the church system in this nation is in need of vast repentance. Amen. I said in need of vast repentance. Multitudes, amen, of ministry goes out preaching nothing more than half-truths and falsehoods totally and completely. Preaching that God's going to bless folks while they sin. Amen. Preaching that they don't even have to have a real experience. Just a confession. And they're lying to people. And believe you me, that it's going to be a bad, bad day just down the road. Amen. Brother Joel, amen, believes that God will change a person. Amen. And I believe if you hadn't seen the change, you better get back in the altar and let God do His work. First thing is, I have to meet God's... I'm trying to close right here. I have to meet God's conditions. The greatest... I thought you were preaching on the greatest, amen, experience in the world. I am. It ain't nothing greater than to go down to an altar with your heart laden with sin, your life a mess, amen, and get up knowing that God has changed you. Come on. I said that God has changed you. Not that I've become religious. And when I preach in the jailhouses, I said, we don't nobody need jailhouse religion. Come on. Hey, a lot of folks, when they get in trouble, they hunt God. As soon as they get out of trouble, they don't even know who God is anymore. They don't even have to be in jail to do that. Hey, multitudes and multitudes of folks go to church. Everything's going well. They don't know anything about God. Hey, man, something happened. And the next thing you know, they become the most religious thing you ever seen. Come on. But it don't make God look right through all of that business. He don't have any problem with it. But I want the real thing. You see, a lot of times that's because somebody's preached a false message. Hey, man, God ain't concerned about your happiness. What God's concerned about is our holiness. Amen. If I'm not right with God, God can care less if I'm happy or sad. Amen. Come on. In the extent of what God knows is important, what's important is that I'm right with God. That's where true peace and true joy come from, being right with God. Amen. If I ain't right with God, amen, I may act like I'm happy, but I'm telling you deep down inside, amen, that's like, amen, there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. Amen. I'm going to close right here. Amen. Never been a greater